The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So that we can give an answer to those who sent us. "What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. If you've been going to daily Mass for years and years and years, and if you've heard the readings again and again and again, you might be curious, you might wonder, why so many people thought that John the Baptist was the Christ, why they thought that he was the Messiah. You know, he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." Why did so many people think that John the Baptist was the Messiah? The reason is the prophet Daniel. Daniel didn't just tell people that the Messiah would come. Daniel told people when the Messiah would come. He said that it would be 70 weeks of years, or 490 years, from the day they began to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem after the end of the Babylonian captivity, a day which translates to be the year 29 AD. Now, it turns out that in 29 AD, down by the River Jordan, where it all started, there was a man who was clearly a prophet, dressed in camel's hair and eating locusts and wild honey and speaking with an authority that nobody else seemed to have, and people were streaming from Jerusalem down to see him. That's why they thought he was the Messiah. That's why they stopped to ask. They said, "Who are you?" Whenever you met Jesus Christ, that was the question that was at the forefront of your mind. Who are you? Who are you that even the winds and the sea obey you? Who are you to put down the scribes and the Pharisees? Who are you to bust out a bullwhip and clean house in the temple of Jerusalem? Who are you to speak in the divine first person? Who are you to forgive sins? Only God can do that. Jesus never wanted to tell you who he was, though. Jesus wanted to draw that out of you. He wanted to draw you to a point of faith in which you would proclaim who he was. That's why Jesus always turns the question around and says, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, that's the most important question that you can possibly answer. Who do you say that he is? Is he God come down to earth? Or is he just another great teacher? Here in the Christmas season, we sing, "What child is this? Was God born in a stable, or is that just another baby?" It's the most important question that you will ever answer. It's the most important question that you will ever answer. It's a question the early church had to wrestle with. Who is this Jesus? And about the third or the fourth century, an intellectual, influential priest named Arius said that he was not God and gained a large, large following. They say that 80, 90% of the bishops of North Africa were followers of Arius. And understand, you know, back in those days, North Africa was Christian. There was no such thing as Islam. And it was our saints for today, Saints Basil and Gregory, who dedicated their lives to proclaiming the divinity of Christ, to fighting the ideas of Arius. Sometimes people will say, especially these days, People will say, don't be so negative. Be positive. Don't tell me what you're against. Tell me what you're for. That doesn't work when something's being attacked, right? When someone you love is being attacked, that's not the time to try to convince them that they really should favor peace. Right? You fight the attacker. That's what Basil and Gregory did, because they knew that if Jesus was not God, then your sins aren't forgiven. There is no salvation. He's not Emmanuel. God is not with us. There's nothing to hope for. Basil and Gregory made an absolute claim for Christ. There is no other name under heaven by which you can be saved. There is no other way by which anyone goes to heaven. They made an absolute claim for Christ. And you want to know what my little point is here today? You can do that too. You don't need to make a bloviating fool out of yourself. Just make an absolute claim for Christ and don't back down. This world is not convinced by your opinion. People's hearts are moved by witnesses. Don't be afraid to be a witness. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. Saints Basil and Gregory, pray for us.